Radha, Govinda Radha, Govinda Shri Radhe. Jaya Shri Rupa Goswami Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Shri Rupa Goswami Jaya, Prabhupada. Jaya Vaishnav Thakur, Jaya Vaishnav Thakur, Jaya Vaishnav Thakur, Jaya Vaishnav Thakur. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
Prayerful. That's the reason. By the way, I just received a very nice detailed information from Hrishikesh Maharaj, the pujari here, Hare Krishna. We all know from that very famous verse which describes Lord Krishna, Baha Pitam Vatanara Nata Kanika Kanayo Kanikaram, no? That he wears, Lord Krishna wears over one of his ears this Kanikara flower, which he sometimes puts to the left and sometimes to the right. Now, when he puts the Kanikara flower on his left side, it's a signal to Radharani, Radharani, we will meet in the east, which only Radharani understands. It is the flower language, so to say. We say flowery language, flowery words. This is what it means originally. When the ear, when the Kanikana flower, however, is tucked over the right ear, then that is a sign that they should meet at the west. Now, in the morning, Krishna will meet Radharani at Vrindakund, which is, as far as I understand, here and in the eastern direction. Am I correct?
Yes.
It is. So, therefore, Krishna in the morning time will wear the Kanikana flower on the left ear. And if you want to be following Krishna's example, you should wear it on the left ear. Oh, another wonderful Hrishikesh Maharaj. This is also on the left ear. These are flowery words. Thank you very much, Guru Hari.
From
Lalita and Vishaka. From Lalita and Vishaka in Krishna Balaramandir. Thank you.
Wow. How fragrant.
Extremely fragrant. My dear devotees, we will start our class by chanting the Namashtakam. It's a prayer by Srila Rupa Goswami to the Holy Name, which I feel will empower our chanting. Can I have maybe one Prabhu and one Mataji to distribute these? The Prabhu is this, or the Prabhu? Yes. If there are not enough for all of you, please share the piece of paper. a beautiful prayer. O Hari Nam, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as the Upanishads, the crown jewel of all the Vedas. You are eternally adored by liberated souls such as Narada and Shukadev. O Hari Nam, I take complete shelter of you. This verse tells us that the Upanishads, the jewels of the Vedic scriptures, glorify the chanting of the holy name. And it's not only that the texts glorify it. No, the liberated souls are also glorifying it. They have the experience of this. I take complete shelter of you. I would like to bring your attention to verse 3. O Son of the Holy Name, even the dim light of your early dawn, Namabhas, devours the power of the darkness of the material world and gives those who are blind to the truth the insight to follow the path of pure devotion to Krishna. What a learned person in this world can possibly fully describe your transcendental glories? Meditation, a practice which we derived from this yesterday, was that we can imagine the holy name to be like the sun, the Krishna sun, which rises in the horizon of our heart. I always, when I chant with this verse in mind, I imagine myself standing in a cold, darkness, dark world, and that the holy name rises, and I pray for the rising. Now, we will not go through all the verses in the translation. We will sing them just in a minute. But I would like to point out verse 5 to you. This verse is chanted to increase attachment to the holy name. If it should happen, something which I don't believe, that today maybe some of you will have a dry face. I don't believe it that it's possible. But if it should happen, take shelter in this verse. Please repeat after me. O Holy Name! Because we will pray, I request you to fold your hands in a prayerful mood. I pray that my love for you in your many forms may greatly increase. Your many forms, such as Agadamana, the crusher of Agasura, Yashodanandana, son of Yashoda, Nandasuno, son of Nanda, Kamalanayana, the lotus-eyed, Gopichandra, moon of the gopis, Vrindavanendra, king of Vrindavan, Pranata Karuna, merciful to the surrendered souls. So, Holy Name, I pray that my love for you may greatly increase. If this is really the anti-dryness shloka. So we will now all together sing this beautiful Ashtakam in a prayerful mood. This is a little tricky melody. It's really raga pure, but I think we can do it. It was shown to us by a master of ragas. Nikila Shruti. Do we have a devotee who plays Mridanga? It's this two beat. Nikila Shruti Moli Ratna Mala Yuti Nirajita Pada Pankajanta. Repeat. Nikila Shruti Moli Ratna Mala Yuti Nirajita Pada Pankajanta. Ai Mukta Kule Upasyamanam Paritastvam Harinama Sangshayami. Ai Mukta Kule Upasyamanam Paritastvam Harinama Sangshayami. Jai Namadeya Muni Brinda Gaya He Janaranjanaya Param Akshara Krite. Jai Namadeya Muni Brinda Gaya He Janaranjanaya Param Akshara Krite. Vam nana darat yapi mana gudiritum nikilogratapa patalim vilompasi. Vam nana darat api mana gudiritum nikilogratapa patalim vilompasi. Yadabaso pyutyan kavalita bhavadvanta vibhavo Trisham tatvandanam api Dishati bhakti pranayini. Please. Yadabaso pyutyan kavalita bhavadvanta vibhavo Trisham tatvandanam api Tishati bhakti pranayinim janastasyodatam jagati bhagavanamatarane kriti te nivaktum kaiha mahimanam prabhavati janastasyodatam jagati bhagavanamatarane Kitite nivaktum kaya mahimanam prabhavati. Brahma sakshat kriti nistayapi vinashamayati vinanabhogai. Yad Brahma sakshat kriti nistayapi Vinashamayati vinanabhogai Apaiti nama spurane natate Tarapta kameti vitroti veda Apaiti nama spurane natate Prarabdha kameti Agadamana Yashoda Nandano Nandasuno Kamalanayana Gopi Chandra Vrindavanendra Yashoda Nandano Nandasuno Kamalanayana Gopi Chandra Vrindavanendra Pranata Karuna Krishna Viti Aneka Svarupe Tvai Mamarati Uchar Varatam Namadeya Pranata Karuna Krishna Viti Aneka Svarupe Vai mamalati uchai varadangna madeya vacham vachakam mityudeti bhavato nama svarupadvayam puvasmat paramevahanta karunam tatapi janimahe. Upadvayam puvasmat paramevahanta karunam tathapi janimahe yastasmin vita parara nivaha prani samantat bhavet asyeneram upasya sopihi sadanandam budho majati. Muni samantat bhavet asyeneram upasya sopi sadanandam budho mani sudita shishta janati rasaye ramya chitkana sukha svarupini sudashita janati rasaye ramya chitkana sukha svarupini nama gokula mahotsavayate krishna punava pushe namo namaha nama gokula mahotsavayate krishna punava pushe namo namaha Narada Vinasi Vana Sudorminiyasa Madhuri Pura Narada Vinasi Vana Sudorminiyasa Madhuri Pura Dvam Krishna Nama Amam Sura Mirasa Mira Sena Sada Vam Krishna Nama Gamam Sura Mirasa Mira Sena Sada Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please a little louder. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Oh Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Balaram Jaya, Krishna Balaram Jaya, Krishna Balaram Jaya, Krishna Balaram Jaya, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Jaya Radhe Shyam.
Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo. We are all eager to start chanting. I would love to give you three most powerful rules from our acharyas, which might increase the depths of your experience today. It will be brief and concentrated, so please be with us. The first rule is chant with a feeling of connectedness. While you chant, in other words, feel that you are calling out or addressing Srimati Radharani and Krishna. It's an address. Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes it very clear that you can only go deeper in your chanting if you think of the persons whose name you chant. In Vilaskar there was an elderly Mataji who called out so wonderfully to Radha and Krishna that my heart was very, very moved. It was wonderful. So this calling out to Krishna, that's very important. chant with a feeling of connection and eagerness. A meditation which is offered in the Bhagavatam 6.11.26, you will get it, is given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It says like this: O Radha Krishna, may my mind always be eager to see you, just as unfledged birds, that means birds who have not yet started to fly, they are in the nest, they are out of the eggs, but they are not yet flying, just as unfledged birds cannot live without their mother's presence. As hungry calves anxiously wait to drink their mother's milk, and a wife remains absorbed in thoughts of her husband when he is away from home. These are three examples of a mood of feeling a connection. The bird, little bird, feels a connection to the mother, thinks always of the mother. When will mother come? The hungry calf always thinks of the cow mother. When will cow mother come? And the morose wife, which has remained at home while her husband is absent and doing something in the distant, will always think, when is my husband returning? Then I will dress myself properly. Then I will put on my golden ornaments. And then I will also cook his favorite dishes. I will serve him lovingly. So this is how a devotee is in the material world meditating while chanting. He chants with a feeling of connectedness and eagerness. This is the first rule, very powerful rule. The second powerful rule, which we get from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is to contemplate the meaning of the mantra while chanting. This is a rule for the Hare Krishna mantra and also for those of us who have received the sacred Gopal mantra, the Kama Gayatri mantras, and other mantras. While you chant and recite, you mentally contemplate it. I would like to teach you this in a little example. I would love that you chant the Hare Krishna mantra in one voice, and while you chant, I will give you some meditations. So you chant, please, and listen whenever I say something. I will only say three times something, and you try to hold this meditational formula in your mind. These are the ones which meditations with which Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives. You don't need to note them down because they will be on your modern CD. The modern CD, the secrets of unlocking the secrets of the holy name. They will be there. So please sit properly, as we are mentioned. What does it mean to sit properly? The idea of sitting properly is a spine, an established spine. Must be there. Only the old people are allowed to sit in whatever way is manageable for them. But the idea is a spine, so that then you will be very attentive. Please remain in the speed which I will give you now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. A little faster. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Continue, always continue. When you hear this signal, it means a command will come. Please practice now Bhurijan Prabhu's one mantra at the time. Only concentrate on the mantra where you are now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. One mantra. No exercise will soon follow. Please meditate about the following meditation. O Krishna, please attract my mind to you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. O Radha, please make me suitable for serving you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Oh, suitable to serve you, Radha, please make me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Finally, the meditation which we personally recommend for today. O Radha, O Krishna, please accept me. Please accept me. Express this through your chanting. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please end here. Thank you so much. This was the second very powerful tool. We come to the third powerful tool. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati say, chant with heart-rending lamentation. Heart-rending. What means heart-rending? I would love to turn to one of my most talented editor, Lakshmi Moni. What is heart-rending? What does this mean? It rings like a wet towel. Oh. So chant with heart ringing, heart, you know, this lamentation. Obviously, that's not always easy. One devotee came to me and said, Maharaj, how do we do this when I'm not feeling like this or feeling so happy? Ah, Krishna, yes. Then don't imitate. Wait until it comes. It comes to everyone in this life. It has most probably come to everyone in this Japa retreat, where we feel, oh no, I'm so fallen. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes it a little bit like this. In Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita, and I think this is very nice. You will also get this. It's on your modern word CD. Sincere chanters of the holy name are very aware that in their practice they cannot, by their own endeavor, attain real Krishna bhakti. They can try what they want, but it doesn't come on by their own endeavor. So, how will you come to love of Godhead? What can a chanter do? And here is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's advice. Seeing no alternative. This is for the Sharanagata soul, huh? The devotees cry for the mercy of Sadhu and Guru, calling out to the Lord, O Krishna, deliverer of the fallen souls. I am your eternal servant. Yet I have fallen into this material ocean only to suffer. O Lord, be milosti. Milosti means merciful. O Lord, be merciful and bestow the shelter of the dust of your lotus feet. At that moment, the merciful Lord places the devotee at his feet and offers comfort. My dear devotee, when you pass beyond self-indulgence lamentation, luxury suffering, or what was the term?
Insincere suffering.
Insincere suffering. When you really see your fallen state, you will say, and please at least theoretically say it now, Oh Krishna!
Oh Krishna!
Deliverer of the fallen souls.
I'm your eternal servant.
Yet I have fallen into this material ocean only to suffer. I have fallen into this material ocean only to suffer.
Oh Lord,
be merciful. And bestow the shelter of the dust of your lotus feet. These are the very powerful rules which are given, and I think you all find them in Prabhupada's writings. It's not something very much new. Chant with a feeling of connection and eagerness was the first. Become aware Krishna is hearing you. Contemplate the meaning of the mantra while chanting. I recommend, please accept me. This is such a good meditation. And so absolutely relevant to the state of a modern chanter who really wants so much attention and acceptance and appreciation. So turn that to Krishna. Please accept me. And the last is bring some heart in it. See yourself drowning in the ocean of material life. Okay, this is what I would like to present to all of you. Burijan Prabhu will now briefly speak, and then we will just announce a few technical details. Mahabhagavat, please turn the microphone. Thank you so much. I really wish you the best chanting time in your life.
Om Agyanatimanandasya Jana Jana Salakaya Chaksus Militan Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Pukada Mayam Dadati Sa Pandantikam Vansakoptubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanayebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. When we thank you for your encouraging words.
Just trying to serve.
Thank you for your encouraging service. When we begin to chant, or when we're chanting, our hope is to meet Krishna in his name. We all naturally hope to meet Sisi, Radha, and Krishna. But as fate has it, we often confront an unwanted visitor, and that, of course, is our mind. So, since we are here at the feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, we will take some advice on how to deal with that from his closest and most intimate follower and associate, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. And he teaches us how we should deal with the mind in his instructions called Mana Shiksha. So, while I'm reading these, and I'll just read the English, what I would like everyone to do, as Maharaj suggested while we're reading the Namastak, is use this mudra. Now, there's a mystical fact that this mudra, to get the actual effect, should be positioned properly. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know. Yes.
It should be, because it's supposed to, when you meet someone even, you go, Namaste, or Hare Krishna. So what does that mean? It's a heartfelt welcoming. So the mudra actually shouldn't be, we shouldn't put our hands here. Mm-hmm. We should put it, the heart chakra. And then actually the effect is quite differently. So even, it's different. If we just listen to the words of Raghunath Das Goswami and let them enter our heart, we'll remember how to deal with the mind, and his instructions here to the mind are very, very practical, something that we have to deal with as we sit down and chant Krishna's holy names in a serious fashion. So this is the first thing he says. Gauri Prabhu, maybe you have to go to the harmonium mudra. O mind, I grasp your feet and beg you with sweet words, please throw away all your pride and develop intense, extraordinary love for my spiritual master, for Braja Bhumi, the land of Vrindavan, the people of Braja, the Vaishnavas, the Brahmanas, the Gayatri Mantra, the holy name, and the transcendental shelter that is the youthful couple of Braja. O mind, don't do the pious and impious deeds prescribed in the Vedas. Intently and only serve Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Braja. Always remember that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the son of Maharaj Nanda, and that my guru is most dear to Lord Mukunda. Mind, listen to me. If you desire to reside in Braja, birth after birth, and if you desire to directly serve the youthful divine couple, then, with great love, always remember and bow down before Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, his elder brother Sri Sanatan Goswami, and all of their associates and followers. O mind, give up the prostitutes of friendship with non-devotees, prostitutes who will steal the treasure of your heart. Don't listen to the words of the tigress of impersonal liberation, for they devour everyone. Give up attraction for Lord Narayan, which leads to the world of Vaikuntha. O mind, in Braja, simply worship Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, the most munificent couple who give away the jewel of pure love. The highwayman, that dacoit, the thief, lust, and his friends have bound me at the neck with the painful ropes of wicked deeds. O mind, please loudly call out, O Krishna, O killer of Baka, I will be killed by these highwaymen. Do that, and he will save me. Mind, why do you both burn yourself and me by bathing in the trickling urine of the ass of deviousness and hypocrisy? Rather, you should delight both you and me by eternally bathing in the glistening nectar ocean of pure love for Sri Sri Gandhava Giridhari. Why should pure love touch me as long as the impudent, untouchable woman of the desire for fame dances within my heart? O mind, always serve the leader of those who are dear to the Lord. He will at once kick that untouchable out, and he will allow pure love to enter, so that he will mercifully break the wickedness of rascal me, so that he will give me the splendid nectar of transcendental love, and so he will engage me in Sri Radha's service. Please, O mind, with words choked with emotion, worship Lord Giridhari here in Braja. Mind, Meditate on the moon of Braja's forest as the lord of my queen, the queen of Braja's forest, as his mistress. Meditate on Lalita as their matchless, peerless friend. Meditate on Vishakhadevi as the guru who teaches them many things. And meditate upon Radhakund and Govardhan Hill as the two places, the mere sight of which gives charming transcendental love. O mind, worship Lord Hari's beloved Sri Radha, who with the splendor of her beauty makes Rati, Gauri, and Leela burn with envy, who with the power of her good fortune defeats Shachi, Lakshmi, and Satyabhauma, and who with her ability to control Krishna completely eclipses Chandravali and the other pious young girls in Braja. O mind, in order to attain the direct service of the lovers, Sri Sri Radha Giridhari, who are surrounded by their friends, every day you must drink with Sri Rupa Goswami the five nectars of worshipping them, chanting their holy names, meditating on them, hearing about them, and bowing down before them. And every day you must worship Govardhan Hill. A person who stays with the devotees, who follows Srila Rupa Goswami, and with a sweet voice sings aloud these 11 excellent instructions to the mind, which grant all spiritual benedictions, that person will attain the matchless jewel of direct service to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in the forest of Gokul. Let us shed our wicked minds in the same way that the snake has shed that skin that we saw hanging from the tree as we walked into holy Terkadamba. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.